still get jealous when they look at you. I may not show it, but I do. It's more than I can bear when they start to stare. Guess they think you're too good to be true.
Singer, dancer, and master of comedic timing, Jason Alexander is best known for his appearances on television and in film. But Seinfeld's George Costanza is also a Broadway veteran who won the Tony Award for Best Actor in Jerome Robbins' Broadway. He will join the Boston Pops on Sunday, July 13th at 2:30 p.m. at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. With the Pops, he'll perform selections from The Music Man, Pippin, and Merrily We Roll Along, plus a few surprises. Jason Alexander joins us now. Jason Alexander, welcome to the Roundtable.
Well, thank you, Sarah.
What do you enjoy about doing concerts with the Boston Pops?
Well, you know, what's so interesting about them is my whole symphonic career is because of the Boston Pops. They started me off 17 years ago. I had never sung with a symphony orchestra. I got invited. I don't know how or why or whose idea it was, but it was Keith Lockhart's first season with the orchestra. And I got invited up to do one of the concerts that PBS was airing. It was just a great experience. It was all brand new. I had never thought of how to create an evening like this. I got a little team around me, and we put some ideas together, and the Pops gave us some feedback, and in a period of about 3 months, we put together a show that was just a blast to do. I had an amazing time, and then they invited me to go to Carnegie Hall with them, and that was, you know, beyond beyond my imagining. And then we had this long hiatus where I really wasn't doing that kind of performing, but about a year ago, they said, gosh, we had so much fun. We haven't seen you in such a long time. Let's do something else. So we reacquainted ourselves with each other. Keith has aged terribly. I look fantastic. he has really gone to the dogs. But we did this concert that we're going to do in Tanglewood. We did exactly this concert a year ago. And it was, again, tremendous fun. And so it's been a delight to reacquaint with them and get up and play with them.
You said that you have a team you work with to put something together and then go to the Pops and get feedback from them. How do you put together that team? Who do you work with on your end?
Well, the first time we did it, I wanted to have a director. I had a gentleman named Stuart Ross who created Forever Plaid.
Mm-hmm.
I had a choreographer, DJ Gianni, and I had a musical director. I had my friend Michael Skloff. And the four of us sat around and we said, okay, what would be, you know, here's the amount of time they want us to fill. What does the audience, you have to fulfill some sort of expectation the audience has. And knowing full well that at that time with Seinfeld being my biggest calling card, most of the audience had no idea that I was a musical performer at all.
Mm-hmm.
So we played with some of that, and I came from the theater, so we played with some musical theater things. We also played with some, you know, standards and whatnot. I am a trained singer, but I'm not an opera singer. I'm a Broadway singer. And so I didn't want to stand there and do an orchestral production. I wanted to have more fun. I wanted it to be theatrical. I wanted to have comedy. I wanted it to be moving and engaging and do characters. And so we all sat around and came up with a list of ideas of things we could do. And then when we conferred with the orchestra and the organization, they told us, well, we can accommodate this. We would have a hard time accommodating that. And it went back and forth until we figured out what the program would be.
So you want to jump up on a baby grand and everything?
If you want to jump up on a baby grand, which, by the way, is a big deal when you're working with a symphonic orchestra. They don't like having their baby grand jumped up on.
No, I imagine they wouldn't.
It took a bit of negotiation about it to pull that off.
What is on the program for the show at Tanglewood this summer?
This show is it's a shorter one than the first time around. It's I think my participation is about 40 minutes worth of the show. And because I'm older, it's far less term and drang than it was the first time around. It is all theater music,
mm-hmm.
some of which the audience would be familiar with, some of which they may not know at all. And every bit of it has some connection or impact on me and my life, although that connection is not always obvious even to people who know my credits. So it's kind of I'm singing this song because here's what you don't know about why I'm doing this. And again, it was put together with an eye to let's do some things that are familiar to the audience. Let's do some things that are new. Let's do some things that are just pure entertainment. Let's do some things that are more dramatic and musically challenging in their scope. And it was, again, a wonderful, fun time putting it all together.
One of the songs, or one of the shows you're doing a song from, is Merrily We Roll Along, which you made your Broadway debut in. What song do you do from that show?
We actually do there's a lot of medleys.
Oh, that makes sense.
The Merrily section is a medley of three songs, Good Thing Going, Now You Know, and Not a Day Goes By. And when you put them together the way we have, they kind of tell a story in and of themselves, just in the very nature of how one hands off to the other. So that's what I like to do with medleys, is to find a way to make them not just, oh, here's a piece and here's a piece and here's a piece, mm-hmm. but in fact, by integrating these pieces, you get a new impression of the whole thing.
In 2012, you were honored by the Actors Fund with the Julie Harris Award for Lifetime Achievement. What did that mean to you?
That I'm old.
No.
Lifetime Achievement. I'm starting to collect those, my God. It was actually, it was one of those things when they called, I almost didn't know how to react. You know, it had been so long since I had actually participated in theater in the sort of concentrated way that I had in my youth and that I missed so much. It was so flattering that they would go, you know, he's a man of the theater. We want to remember those roots and honor those roots. I never met Julie Harris, but I got to see her perform many, many times live, and I know what this award means, and I know its legacy, and so I was very flattered by that. And then the evening itself was just great. It was a lot of friends getting up and saying awfully nice things that I'm sure cannot be true. I am nowhere near as wonderful a person as they painted me to be. But it was wonderful, and I love what the Actors Fund is all about. And you know, it's one of those rare treats. Usually I hate being an honoree. I don't like being the guy. I went into performing to sort of hide in plain sight. So I'm happy in front of people when I am playing George, or I'm playing somebody from a show. You know, when they say, here's Jason Alexander, and we're going to say nice things about him, I guess I still need therapy. I kind of want to crawl under a rock and hide. But that was a particularly lovely night, and very easy to live through, and I just felt very loved and honored, and it was a terrific occasion.
You mentioned preferring to be in character, including being George Costanza from Seinfeld, of course, which you recently redid with Jerry Seinfeld, relatively recently,
right,
in Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. Was it easy to slip right back into George?
You know, it's frighteningly easy. It shouldn't be quite that easy. And whenever, you know, we've done it twice. We did it for that, and then we did it for a bunch of episodes on Curb Your Enthusiasm. And in each case, I thought, you know, I don't know if I remember what I was doing. I don't know if the dynamic between all of us will still work. We always felt that the original show was an unexplainable alchemy between all of us, and that it was just magical, and that it couldn't be reproduced. So every time we are asked to reproduce it, my initial thinking is, well, we'll show them just how lucky we were the first time by being awful this time. But it does tend to go on like an old slipper. The minute Jerry and I sat down for Comedians, you know, it was kind of like, I remember this. And it's always fun. I would be lying through my teeth if I told you that those 9 years were not the most spectacular years of my life, because the job was so good, it was so pleasant, it had such a huge impact on people, as it still continues to do. It was a dream job of getting up every day, going to work, laughing yourself silly, and getting a check and coming home. It shouldn't be legal to make a living that way, but it was.
You mentioned at the start of this conversation that a lot of people who do know you might not know that you are a stage actor and a musical theater performer. They also further probably don't know that you direct, and you've directed episodes of television and are directing a play right now. What do you enjoy about that aspect of your career?
I've actually gotten to the point where I think if I had to make a choice, I would choose directing over performing. After finding your technique for how to work as an actor, if you really have a profound technique, you're taking in aspects of the entire production in order to create your work. However, you only have a very limited way that you can participate in what the audience gets to see as an actor. You really only have your role. When you are directing, you're interacting with the writers and making sure that the story that they want to tell is being told. You're coordinating all the performances. You're helping actors get through the hurdles that they face. You're working with designers. You're working. It engages me creatively on so many more levels than just performing does. The only thing it doesn't fulfill, and I always describe it as, you know, getting everybody ready for camp but not being able to go on the bus that gets you there, is you kind of go through the process of creation that all the creative performing people do, but when it comes time to do the performance, you step back. So the only thing I miss when I direct is that direct engagement with the audience, mm-hmm. that communication, which is why I went into this in the first place. But other than that, it makes me work and challenges me on so many more levels than just performing, and I find that very exciting at this point.
You'll be at Tanglewood on the 13th. Have you ever been to Tanglewood before?
I have not, and in fact, my 94-year-old mother, who is hale and hearty down in Florida, but unable to make that trip, is killing herself because it was her favorite place as a young woman, and she has so many great stories, and she would love to be there and see me work there. But I've never been, so I only hear tremendous things about it, how beautiful it is and how much amazing work goes on there. And I do have a day or two on either side of it that I can just linger and soak it all in, so I'm really looking forward to it.
It'll be wonderful to have you in the region, and thank you so much for taking the time today. It's been a real pleasure, very, very cool to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Sarah.
Jason Alexander performs with the Boston Pops in the Kuzovitsky Music Shed at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts, on Sunday, July 13th at 2:30 p.m. For more information, visit tanglewood.org. I'm Sarah LaDuc, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
It's like those hip musicians with their complicated shoes.